This is the Web Strategies Podcast, a program dedicated to the technology and techniques of marketing your business on the internet. This program with program notes and links is found on our show website at www.webstrategiespodcast.com. And now, the host of the Web Strategies Podcast, internet marketing expert, Tom Anthony.
Well, thank you, Joe Cipriano, and welcome everybody to one of the very first podcasts for a new year. And I'm sure glad that you took the time to download. I think that you'll find today's podcast especially fascinating. It's what I like to call a masterclass in business. All right, so our guest today is Brett Patton, who is the proprietor of BrettPatton.com. Brett and I actually sort of had a relationship for a while before we ever met, because he was the executive chef of a country club that I had had a great deal of pleasure of having lunch and a few dinners at in the past while he was in charge of that restaurant. And then later on, he opened up a really fabulous restaurant in Virginia Beach, Virginia, called Fire and Vine, that was just really a very different and enjoyable environment. And I think the key there was different. It wasn't just a really expensive restaurant. It felt that way, but it wasn't really off the chart expensive at all. It was just, it just gave you the feeling of a nice high quality place and a different kind of dining experience. And so when I met Brett through a mutual friend and started to talk to him about what he is up to now, it's kind of amazing, because he's taken his philosophy about how he built the restaurant and his background in the restaurant business and moved it to a whole different level. So first of all, Brett, thank you very much for being a guest today on the Web Strategies Podcast. And I think it's really appropriate, because as you start to engage your consultancy business, it's going to be based in large part on the internet. So it's a very good topic for this podcast. Thanks for being here. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
We were talking in a pre-interview to the show about your consultancy business, and I found it really fascinating. There's a method that you've come up with and thought through that can help other businesses not just be successful, but kind of live that success on an ongoing basis. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, what I've experienced through in my life as a executive chef and food and beverage person in the food service industry, I kind of hit the wall 20 years into my career, and I got really curious about how things were moving forward or not moving forward in organizations, or in our business segment as a whole, our industry. So, you know, I found myself in my career hitting the 20-year wall going, you know, keep getting the same results in this industry. We keep seeing certain particular factors always not moving forward, but kind of either staying the same or moving backwards. And it created an inquiry on my part to find out what that was and see if I could get to the truth about it, or see if there was an opportunity to create better performance. And what I mean by areas in our industry, or that industry that I used to spend a lot of my time in, was like failure rates of organizations. Why organizations wouldn't have a lifespan 87% or 86%, whatever the percentage is on the national average of hospitality industry businesses failing within the first 5 years. And also the high burnout rate of management and dropout rate out of the industry completely. And the turnover rate of the general operation of employees in an organization. It seemed like we went from a very value-driven industry for employees and people to grow themselves in and create a real profession for themselves, has turned into more of a stepping stone, or this is where I go when I have nothing really positive going on in my life. And the time I've been working in this industry, I've seen that transformation, and it hasn't been for the better. So I started looking at all different factors and educating myself on economics and social behavior studies and all different elements, and came up with some factors that kind of drove me in a certain direction. And what came out of it was a concept that I call the wheelbarrow.
Now, I have really been interested in that analogy, and the you have a course that you teach called the Wheelbarrow Course, and it encompasses leadership, the organizational team, building a wheelbarrow, and obviously, folks that are listening to the podcast know I'm reading a list here, but because I don't have that committed to memory, but continuous growth and development, and building wheelbarrow leadership teams. How did you come up with those different areas, and can you give us a little bit of an explanation of each area? For example, tell us a little bit about the course itself and how you go about bringing that research that you've done and that knowledge that you have into someone else's business.
Well, it all came about with the how does an organization keep it? I use this term in a sense, keep it warm, keep it connected, where everybody in the organization is connected and understands the expectation or understands the foundation of the organization from which it comes from, how it exists. And so I developed this foundational aspect, and that was the starting point. And it was basically, I use the wheelbarrow metaphor because it's so easy and really describes how leadership in an organization can understand themselves better and see where there's a possible breakdown in the discourse of the organization without creating the scapegoat culture or throwing people under the bus or the scorecarding that seems to take over. If we can keep it more objective to what's going on with the wheelbarrow, then what's going on with the deficiency of this department or this person, and not making it so personal and just keeping it more even keel and more objective. So I started off with the wheelbarrow aspect, and I'll go into each segment of it. And there's four kind of areas in a sense in an organization is in my world and how I describe the wheelbarrow culture. And basically the wheel is your foundation. And the foundation is, in a sense, like a mindset in which you come from. And it holds a lot of different elements. It has 10 spokes in the wheel. And you would have areas where you would fill in what are the organizational interests and commitments. And what does the organization want to make contributions to, whether it be charitable or community or the industry itself? What type of goals do you have, long-term, short-term? What's the value structure of the company? That's such a key area, this foundational aspect on so many levels when it comes to purpose and passions and generating a personal guarantee that everybody aligns to. And when it comes to the foundation, the key piece is that everybody plays a part in the game. So you have a complete buy-in, or in other words, I use that term, but a complete understanding of the organization. And it's almost, you could almost picture it, if you had a puzzle and you had 1,000 people working in your organization, your foundation has 1,000 pieces in it. And each piece makes up the big picture. And if everyone understands what the organization is about, and there's a strong chance or possibility for confidence of an existence of leadership to be in place where it's an existence of leadership within that area, and the organization feeds off it, and they stick to that wheel. Now, there's going to be other parameters in the wheelbarrow that are just as significant, but it really does start with the wheel, because the wheel has a tire on it, and you want that tire to be full of energy. An organization that has low energy isn't going anywhere. An organization that has a tire that's full of optimism and belief and confidence and whatever the organization wants that tire to be filled with for performance will be start to be generated out of how balanced is the spokes in that wheel. Are your values in a line with all the things you do within your organizations? Do you hire to your values, or do you overwhelmingly make your decisions based on skill set? There's a balancing act there, and it kind of resonates through all the different spokes within the tire.
Yeah, it's an interesting position. I'll tell you what my experience is, and I'd like you to comment on it, is, and you and I have both started, run businesses, worked within businesses that that other people own, and in my world, I deal mostly with entrepreneurs, people who have started their own business, usually with a lot of elbow grease and not a lot of money. And one of the things that I've come over time and again is that in the way that the company is built from the beginning, it's usually built on the skill or charisma of the founder, and or both. And that person then hires and runs the company to support themselves, as opposed to what you just described, which is hiring and running the company to support the entire concept of the company. It seems like to me that more entrepreneurs that I've talked to get a kind of tunnel vision about their company because they started, it's their baby, they know what they're doing, and they're probably right in that sense because the reason that that business got off the ground is because the business owner was good at something, did something better than anybody else, so I think that they do have some reason to believe that they're the center of that universe, but in your wheelbarrow concept, that's not really true. It's the whole picture.
Yeah, I use this saying quite a lot, is that your business doesn't build your people. Your people build your business. A classic example of that, if I may, is Apple. There is a balanced... If there was ever a great example of a wheelbarrow organization, it's Apple when it comes to certain elements of an organizational balance and understanding and performance. They bring in the right people. They bring in people that align to their values and their contributions and their all the different aspects within the wheel. And talking about going into the people aspect of your organization, if you're envisioning the wheelbarrow, and we've all touched a wheelbarrow sometime in our life, and throughout my life, all these metaphors that I use due to the wheelbarrow was when I was growing up as a child and growing up as a teenager and as an adult, I always seem to have my hand on a wheelbarrow one way or another. And I realized throughout my career and throughout my life that the barrel or the hopper is really, in my metaphor, it's your people. The actual barrel is the people of your organization. And how strong your barrel is how powerful and how capable you'll be able to move your organization. And, you know, it's understanding all the different balances within the foundational wheel and understanding related to that foundational wheel, the barrel, and how big does that barrel need to be and how strong does that barrel need to be. Sometimes it can be just the opposite. Sometimes your barrel can be too big, in a sense, for the wheelbarrow, for what stage of business you're in. So often some people overload their organization and their labor or their expertise might be out of balance. Or even worse, they may have the wrong outlook of people they need to bring into their organization. And it creates holes in the barrel in which the organization cannot hold itself. Or it's flimsy and you put things in it and they just fall out. So often in my career, I remember seeing brick piles of my enterprise or my organization laying on the ground, and I realized that my ability to move forward was dead in the water with the lack of energy, that my wheel was out of balance, and I really didn't surround myself with the right people that made a strong barrel. I kind of made it about me and my ego and my selfishness, and I saw the breakdowns. So my experience of this barrel has come through hard knocks. It's come through lessons learned, and it kind of goes to that old saying, you can't sing the blues until you've suffered.
That really is fascinating to me. I think that the next stage is also an important one, because once you do get the right kind of an outlook on what your organization is and how it should move forward, how do you show someone to make their business continuously better?
Well, the key is to get all the elements of the wheelbarrow aligned. And the third element is basically the leadership supports, or the integral structure and trust of the wheelbarrow. And that would be the handles, and that would be the truss pin, and the support systems that hold the barrel off the ground so you can grab it. And you really can't move an organization forward until you have that in place. There's no silver bullet, there's no magic thing. You can spend a ton of money and kind of overpower it, but eventually you'll run out of energy. You'll run out of money. You'll run out of something, and you'll see the resources kind of diminish, and the outlook diminish, and the energy diminish. So you can't get a forward moving performance without having integrity in place. So when you have that wheel put in place, you have that barrel strong, and you have your leadership management support systems aligned that maintenance the barrel and follow more than lead and support and understand all the different elements of the wheelbarrow instead of trying to overpower it. And it's kind of where a lot of my energy goes into on the coaching level, is that in the metaphor of this wheelbarrow, in a sense, the physical body of the enterprise actually goes inside the wheelbarrow. So you can lift it and move it. Depending on how big your operation is, or your enterprise, or your organization, is really based on how strong all these key elements, these three key elements of your wheelbarrow are. And in the physical body, if you looked at this as a physical body, you would look at, you know, the wheel being the soul, and the barrel being the heart, and the truss systems, or the support systems, being the mind. And the physical body is so key to keep that in a place where all the other key elements of the wheelbarrow are outside of it. Because when we go inside that physical body of the organization is where things can take over, and a mindset of demand and overpower can get in the way of moving an organization forward. So I hope that helps, in a sense, answer your question. It's really about establishing that trust and respect in that support systems, and kind of keeping the ego and the selfishness from overpowering the overall performance of the organization. The best way to move forward in establishing it is everybody has a wheelbarrow. An organization is a living, breathing cell, and everyone has a wheelbarrow. It's just, how present are you to all the elements of the wheelbarrow in your organization?
Yeah, it does answer my question. I have to really say that I've been doing these podcasts for a long time, and this is probably the most masterclass level for entrepreneurs in terms of a program that we've ever done. Because, you know, when you're listening to a podcast, you know who the guy is. People may recognize my voice because I've been doing this for a few years. But to the listener know, I'm a 54-year-old man. I've been doing this since 1974. I've been around the block once or twice. So some of the concepts that Brett and I have been talking about today are things I don't normally talk about in the podcast necessarily, because they're pretty advanced terms and ideas, and it's not often that I get an opportunity even to talk to someone who has a good concept and grasp of not only starting a business and running a business, but building a business, and then probably more important than all, is being able to teach someone to use the experiences that they've built in their lifetime to build a successful and prosperous enterprise. Now, Brett, I know that the website isn't quite launched yet, and that a lot of this information is going to be on brettpatton.com, but what moving forward could someone do to sharpen these skills? Are there ways for them to get other information from you? Is there a course that you're teaching now?
Well, we're presently working on putting the course together, and we're going to be coming out with a line of seminars and workshops and working with organizations to come in and do keynote speaking and then do breakout workshops. The beneficial part of having a wheelbarrow is to adopt it completely into your organization. So often you have organizations that take employees or management and they kind of drop them into a leadership training or some kind of advanced management course. And that person comes back and he's kind of on an island by himself. And I would say one of the key things in the wheelbarrow culture and philosophies and theories is that so often when that happens, that one person will come back into your organization, and like I was saying earlier, he's an island onto himself, or she's an island onto herself. And if the whole organization isn't involved A to Z and completely understands all the different elements from the upper end management and ownership all the way down to frontline operational team, it can be almost a waste of an organization's time, resources, and sometimes that person's that they wanted to develop, it may go more stagnant if the whole organization isn't on the same page as that person all the way through. So I would say one of the biggest dynamics is having the wheelbarrow culture completely immersed in your organization. And we'll be coming out with workshops and a book series that supports that. And so we're very excited about the future when it comes to the wheelbarrow. We are just launching it. It's been a lot of research and development getting it to the point where all the different elements work. And as a group, we do corporate and executive coaching within an organization. We do educational consulting training through the wheelbarrow, and we do consulting on the post side of the wheelbarrow where we work with you on a lot of key elements to your organization. So we'd like to commit to our clients on a long-term basis and form a long-term relationship and not be the wham, bam, see you later, ma'am type of consulting firm or business coaching firm. We really believe that all the elements of the wheelbarrow benefit our clients when they're completely immersed throughout the organization to get the full benefit.
Well, Brett, I really appreciate you being on the Web Strategies Podcast, and listeners should know that we'll continue to give updated links to Brett and his website on the Web Strategies Podcast companion website, which, oddly enough, is called webstrategiespodcast.com. Thank you, Brett. I really appreciate and enjoy this masterclass in your wheelbarrow series.
Thank you for having me on, Tom.
And that wraps up another Web Strategies Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And please, if you are so inclined, do go to iTunes and give us a rating. If you didn't like it, say so. If you did like it, say so. But when people make comments like that, it exposes the podcast to a wider audience. So we really appreciate your help with that. And once again, if you'd like more information about Brett Patton, please go to our website, which is webstrategiespodcast.com. To take us out, it's the theme song to the Web Strategies Podcast, as performed by yours truly. It's called Westward Leaning. I hope you have a great one. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for downloading or subscribing and listening to this episode of the Web Strategies Podcast. Send show comments and questions to info@webstrategiespodcast.com. You can subscribe to the Web Strategies Podcast on iTunes or on our show website at www.webstrategiespodcast.com.